All right, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting back to order. President is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we have a agenda item that ran concurrently, but it is for DSD, and it's general business. And that was from 9:45 to 11 a.m. this morning. So Jay, take it away.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, I think today we want to talk a little bit about the maps that we produce for review and conversation as we go forward, looking at the comp plan. For this meeting, I handed out a new Canyon County acreage map that is broken up the opposite of the previous one. The previous one was the blue. It's still relevant because that is the smaller. It denoted the 1.25 acre parcels, and the new one is illustrating a category that's under 10, then it's in the 20, 20 to 40, and parcels that are greater than 40. I think these kind of go hand in hand and will be a resource. But you had mentioned last week when we talked maps initially that you were really from a talking about agricultural properties and discussing preferable sizes. So kind of went back and decided that we probably ought to show the larger parcels and where those lie in respect to everything from 10 acre to 40 and above. Plus we changed them away from the blue to a gradient of green. And we'll probably produce other maps in this regard that speaks to a specific size of parcel if that would be helpful at some point. Also at the beginning, before we started, I handed out a replacement Canyon County Comprehensive Plan 2030 current zoning map that previously handed out where the legend was too small to read. So I have the legend enlarged. It matches the size of the 2020 comp plan map. And so I handed out a replacement map, and those will be available online later today or tomorrow. I will provide them to the board staff for that. Like I say, none of the information has changed on those maps. And those are the only two that I changed. We previously talked briefly about the agricultural exempt map, illustrated that a pretty good share of the county is ag exempt. And you expressed an interest in maybe having a discussion with the assessor at some point, looping him in so we maybe understand how that comes to be or what the process is. Either to designate those accept designations or remove them from that designation. We'll look at that in the future. The two comprehensive plan maps that we provided, one is the current comp plan, 2030, and the other one, that's the sister, that is from the previous 2020 comp plan. And the purpose of those was to show the active conditional rezones and active rezone cases that we have, just to see if they are in fact particular areas, the reason that those have come forward, if there was something that we could gain from that. As you can see, obviously in the 2020 comprehensive plan, we had a rural residential designation around in many areas of the county, and quite a few of those do fall in that, because with the 2030 comp plan, it all changed straight back to ag designation, and that changed things. I don't have any information as far as specifics to any of the stars that are shown on these two maps. And technically, they don't even show the size of the parcel per se, but there is currently, we are processing either a conditional rezone or a rezone for every place that there is a star. There are a few in that cluster at the southwest end of Nampa's area city impact. I can tell you that those were development applications that required a rezone because it changed from, it was zoned residential before and they didn't get their application in until the 2030 came through, and so it changed that day and they had to restructure. Then they had to come in with a conditional rezone and a comp plan change. It's troublesome, but it happens. So that's, we're kind of dealing with that in a few instances. We'll get them through the process. And then, do you have any questions about those, the comprehensive plan maps themselves? You can definitely see what changed from one comp plan to the next. We can see we have a lot of rezones to sort through.
Yeah.
We're actually getting there.
Chairman?
Yes.
Director, Assistant Director Gibbons, thank you for the recap on the maps. I'm looking, and maybe I'm just like everybody else. I'm a little bit confused, and it's on the northeast up there by Shalako Road and those subdivisions. But if you look at, so it's got residential in 2020 that went to rural residential that went from residential to ag. And those already have some development up there, right?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Bambi, it's true. What you see around and on the 2030 map, rural residential around Middleton and then down around Homedale, there's likewise strip. Those are areas that I believe, in my estimation, remained rural residential in the new comp plan because the cities, their adopted area city impact extended outside of what are recognized, the county recognized area city impact. And so it's kind of a transition zone. But if there is technically these rezones in that area, it could be a more intensive type of subdivision or development. They may or may not have pre-annexation agreements. That has happened as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not really certain what the status is of that with the city of Middleton.
Right.
Forward. But there are quite a few on the north side of Middleton, on the south of Nampa, southeast Caldwell, and they're scattered here and there. But even have some southeast Greenleaf, and I'm not familiar with those exactly. But
so, Chairman, I guess it's fair to say that given the passage of this, for what was maybe driven by a desire to preserve agriculture outside of what was actually on the ground, the public has to exercise patience with development services and the board, because it's very labor intense to work through each one of those. That work, in my humble opinion, was the heavy lift that should have been done before the comprehensive plan was passed, to look and see what was actually out there. The blinders that were on, and now the pockets of pressure that are created by that in evaluating each one of those land use decisions individually, that's significant. And I don't envy the position of our development services. We have a great staff that's very competent, but It's the emperor's clothes, just because we paint something a certain color, 2 + 2 = 4. In some of these instances, there's a desire to have 2 + 2 = 3 or 5, and it doesn't work that way. So for the developers, for the people that believe that it's really simple, it's not. These are areas that now have to have individual specialized attention. There's a lot of work involved with trying to figure out the intent and then the impact of what it was that was passed. And that's a lot of words, but Chairman, it's confusing for everyone to have that, have this the way that it is. That transition was a hard right in some instances. That, Chairman, I'm sure you could speak to that. Some of the planning processes and some of the subsequent legislation and the inability of municipalities and county government to even have the same language on what certain tags mean. And then the legislature passing the ag bill, it's nobody's speaking the same language as the Tower of Babel in some instances.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, it's a challenge, but part of the reason, you know, we've been curious to print or to illustrate these particular maps is when you got to evaluate a rezone application and decide whether it's an appropriate location for that zone or that type of that form of development, knowing that there's quite a few of them in a cluster makes that not easier per se, but you get a little bigger picture of what's the pressure or what the trend is happening out there, as opposed to one over here and one over there and one at a time. So, but it illustrates that certainly it's not an easy fix.
Yep, thank you.
And where should we go from here? I mean, I could say a lot of things, but I don't want to continue to sound negative, but I think the statement that I had made many times earlier, that the 2030 comprehensive plan was the single largest land grab of change of value and change of usability that this county has ever seen. And I can appreciate the rush to save agricultural ground, but you not only didn't dot your I's, you didn't cross your T's, and we are left with a concept without a way to deal with it. And so the question becomes, when we're trying to figure this out, how to deal with it, is really, was that your intent? And if it is, the way to deal with it is going to be very difficult. And I think that our new map today that shows acreages from 0 to 9.9 and then larger is very revealing that, in my humble opinion, the consideration of the changes in the Comprehensive Plan 2030 chose to be blind about the reality of parcel size and what people before us have already chosen to do with their land. And it puts us into a very challenging place today in trying to go forward and treat everybody the same. I don't know if that's going to be able to be done. But we will chase this through and see how we can reason together about ways to go forward.
Chairman, sorry, I didn't know if you wanted to comment. I know you've been a part of Treasure Valley Partnership as a mayor for a number of years, but back in 2019, it's interesting. I met with Mayor Porterfield of Notice, and if you look at his map, at that time when I met with him, he said, we have one residential lot that's available to build. And now with the 2030 plan, they have zero residential. I don't know. That to me is, I'm really struggling for words here. I think it's important that the work of meeting with local cities to find out what their intent was, what they have planned for sewer and water and serviceability, what they want for rural living in those areas. That's a lift that's critical. We don't operate in a vacuum, and we all know that, but you know, just looking at that map, and then I know that Greenleaf was affected by that as well. But if you look at the removal of any residential development in the city of Notice.
Do you mean the impact area?
Yeah.
Not the actual city limits, but the impact area?
Yep. But there's nothing that indicates residential for that. And he was, the mayor at that time was struggling with how do I find places for people to live and Notice if I don't have.
Well, as the great state of the city of Boise has discovered, you can legislate residential, but you can't create residential as a government very easily. And so I think Notice has in the works, if not already approved, a fairly large subdivision immediately adjacent to their city limits. And so that's the issue with these little towns like Notice, like Greenleaf, like Wilder, like Melba. What would be considered a tiny development in the city of Caldwell or city of Nampa of 35 to 150 homes is a absolute major knee-jerk event, both for the water delivery system, the police, and the sewer. And so this is why we are continuing to have pressure for applications out in the county, because they are attempting to be willy-nilly and have no consideration for the water or for the sewer, especially the long-term effects of septic tank drain fields. And so for the public listening to this, and I'm going to make a number that is to that may seem like an exaggeration, but it's not. 97 or greater percent of all of the new developments are within municipalities. They are not out in the general county. And so I know Kane County or this board gets lambasted for approving this or approving that or denying that, but the lion's share of new homes and new developments are within the municipalities, which is what I think should be done for the most part because of the stringent requirements we're having with our environmental issues. So so I think these maps are totally relevant in where we're going, and I really appreciate DSD taking the time, because I think this is monumental. GSI systems were not as robust as they were even 5 years ago. And so I'm not being derogatory about past boards. You just didn't have the tools that we have within our hands this morning. Is awe-inspiring to know that we can collate and collect this type of data. And just within the last, 72 hours, DSD has come back with yet another acreage size map that 10 years ago would have been, it could have been possible with tens of thousands of hours of work But we got it done in 72 hours. And so so it behooves this board to attempt to gather different forms of the data that's happening out in the county as well as in the cities, and start trying to make really good decisions, because for once we have the capabilities of simulating the real time, what is the current status of the land and where are we headed.
So, Chairman, maybe a question for Assistant Director Gibbons, but the county has the ability to update comprehensive plans instead of having those go through. What do you see as the future of looking at what's actually there and making that match? Because we're talking about the pressure for development and long-range planning on where that's going. Is that on your radar? Because at some level, creating everything is agricultural, which I support. I'm in agriculture, but to label that on the map, number one, it creates more pressure for this board on a smaller sector of who's requesting, but to have it match what's out there. So I see you nodding your head.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, I think that that's the point, part of the point of creating these maps, or having the ability to amend maps or create maps on the fly, per se. It gives us and yourselves the opportunity to look graphically and see really what the fabric of the community is, or what the county is, and really be able to pin down what's appropriate. I mean, you can talk from a planning perspective and you know, we're gonna save this, we're gonna direct growth here or there or not here. But through a series of graphic maps to be able to weave between the different elements of what's really on the ground in our county to help guide those decisions and the policies that we're seeking to establish or clarify or update. So yes, very much, it's on our radar, and it's a tool. We plan to use it. We want to use that these elements to help you understand and better decide where this community and where this county needs to go.
Yep. Thank you, Chairman. Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
On the 2030 map, help me. What's the water feature on Farmway and 2026 that was included that was not on the 2020 map? Or maybe I'm reading, the colors are so close.
Right.
Maybe that's industrial, not water.
It's industrial.
Okay, thanks.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
But it would have been interesting to.
A game changer.
Well, some of these, it's a little bit difficult.
Maybe it could have been an injection well for recharging our aquifer.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very important to consider the colors of elements on your maps.
And right.
Yes.
It can get really confusing really fast.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry. I'm always razzing my city engineer about colors, so
isn't that just black and white? I know,
and it's just black and white. Oh well. Okay.
Chairman, can I ask one more question?
Yes.
You're probably looking at the compass maps as well and where they're planning to put roads that don't exist today. And some of that you'll be coordinating with your city partners, like with the expansion of Caldwell's city limits on 2026 and all of that. That's going to change significantly, if I understand that correctly.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, yes, we're... the information that not only that we provide back to Compass, but that they're planning efforts yeah, they're, you know, they're ongoing, they're transportation related, and that's integral to anything that we do. Knowing where roads are gonna be extended at some point and what that's gonna do development pressure wise. It's similar. Our relationships with the cities are also much better than they had been in the past, and that's some a major proponent of city partners, and at least from a staff perspective, is having the ability to, you know, pick up the phone and talk to a city planner and see what their efforts are, what their concerns are, how we can partner on different efforts. And I think that's key to anything that we do as well.
Yeah, I agree, because in the transportation meetings that that's been few, it's not like I attend all of them, but the cities have definite plans on where they want to go and their areas of impact. And there's test wells on ground that's farm right now that's scheduled for residential. So thank you. And thank you for your posture and just the pace to allow us to ask questions and look at this at a deeper level. It's a lot.
Commissioner Van Beek, and Chairman, I have said in the past too, we get down the road and you find you have questions and would like a map created to illustrate something or to investigate something for a conversation with regard to the comp plan efforts. Just let us know.
Yeah.
We can sit down with our GIS staff and you know, they're pretty talented. So,
Chairman, do you and Commissioner Brooks have tolerance for one more question? And it's concerns enclaves, and I'm looking at the area of impact in the Nampa City area. So on the 2030 map, that area that I believe is currently being developed by Nampa, there is a county Lone Star subdivision out there, it's a county subdivision, but you have property off of Indiana that's listed as rural residential. It's absolutely fabulous out there and what Nampa is doing, but how, in the interest of not creating county enclaves, are they incorporating agricultural ground into the city of Nampa to leave it as agricultural without providing services where there's already city services there?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, that I don't necessarily see in the city's comprehensive plan that there is a necessarily an ag district. It's like very low residential, and that can take many forms, of course. But that's one of the things that when we talk our planning processes in partnership with the cities and the county, we don't always talk the same language, like you said, and we need to know what they mean by their designations. They need to understand what our designations mean, or what we're trying to do, or what they're trying to do. It's really confusing in that area because you've got Caldwell and Nampa that are now on the same side of the south side of Karcher, and even in private practice and doing subdivision development applications out there. And which city am I going to have to deal with here? And it's a little confusing out there, but there's a lot happening on the south side of Karcher, mm-hmm. that transition zone between the two cities. And there's still a lot of ag land out there, big and small parcels.
Thank you. And is any of that white that's shown there included in the area of impact or the expansion of an area of impact? I'm sorry, I don't remember from those meetings, but...
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, so basically the white is inside Nampa's area city impact, and that's the area that they're doing the specific area plan for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're not proposing to expand their existing adopted area city impact. We did that last year.
Yeah.
They're trying to come up with a more specific plan in that area, and our department's been at the table. I have another meeting with them later this month.
Okay.
With the city of Caldwell to their latest and greatest rendition. So. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate your involvement.
Just a jaunt to a wild subject. And I've said this multiple times before. You fly into this Treasure Valley in the dark, and the thing that astounds you is there is no second arterial to relieve the freeway when it becomes a parking lot. And I guess what I see that's continuing, and Compass has some responsibility about this, is there originally, 10 years back, there was a concept of a main lateral taking off at Sand Hollow and coming down through the west side of Lake Lowell and then turning east north of Melba and making it all the way out to the freeway out on the plateau outside of Boise. And for the life of me, we've done it to ourselves again. We have no planning, no long-range planning for main arterials, and are solely relying on I-84 as our main arterial. And I want to say it publicly that it frustrates the bejeebers out of me, and I am not comfortable with that. But there we are. It took legislative determination to put in Highway 16, and even in doing it, they got it to the freeway, and they had no long-range clear planning about how to go on south of the freeway. And so typical of the current Idaho, not having long-range transportation arterials mapped out decades ahead, because it's not rocket science. It's filling in, and we're going to need roads.
Mr. Chairman, the plan that you reference has been in place for about half of my career or more, and it went across Ada County, somewhere around Lake Hazel, and connected out Iceman Exchange. Well, it's been out there, it's been kicked around every few years, it comes to the forefront, we're gonna jump on that, and then goes out the window.
Yeah.
And it is frustrating from a planning perspective, and it's part of the the issue. You've got the Idaho Transportation Department that covers the whole state, and one size doesn't fit all. But they juggle, they do the best they can, but yeah. Some things get put off a long time.
Chairman, on that note, it's my understanding, and I'm just hoping you can validate or invalidate, but I understand that the city of Nampa, in their planning for transportation, wants to use part of the foregone that they've claimed on this year's budget to improve that transportation and that access, extending Highway to 16 South. And is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Commissioner Van Beek, yes. I don't know about the foregone. I don't know the budget specifically for the city of Napa, but I have, and they did present some information to you a few weeks ago through the Public Works Department talking about their transportation plans. And I know that those have been in the works and are in the works, assembling properties to extend from Highway 16 down on the west side of to Robinson, basically, and into town along that corridor. So that's a real plan, and they're actively moving it forward.
Thanks for the refresher.
Now, in the waning 5 minutes, how can we wrap this up?
Nothing says we have to go clear till 11 o'clock necessarily. Questions, we'll save them for Thursday.
Okay. Thursday, is there homework you would like us to do besides reviewing these maps in detail?
Not so much. Review the maps, get your impressions. I've had some of my planners actually reviewed the series of maps and given me their impressions, just
right.
The younger planners. It's like, I like the way you're thinking. That's
good.
It was handy to have some feedback in-house.
Yes.
I believe on Thursday we are going to talk more about the fee schedule update as well, so.
Okay, all right, so kind of that's its own topic by itself too. Okay, all right. Sounds good.
With that.
All right, if that's okay, can we adjourn?
Yes.
All right, well, let's adjourn then. Thank you. Till Thursday, we'll see you.